Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Candace Smitherman, and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. On Good Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump and a couple of pastors paused to commemorate the significance of Easter weekend during a time of rising death counts due to the global pandemic. Find out more after this break.
Have you ever asked yourself the question, how do I reach those in my family or church who are struggling with homosexuality? In her book, An Unconventional Love Letter to the LGBTQ Community, Jessica Newsom shares her personal journey of freedom from a homosexual lifestyle. This resource will give practical application for bridging the gap between the church and the LGBTQ community. If you desire to have effective tools for ministering to the LGBTQ community, you can get Jessica's latest book at loveatthecross.com/book. Be sure to also check out her weekly podcast show on the Charisma Podcast Network. It's called The Victory is Greater Than the Struggle, Ex-Lesbian Podcast. You can find it at cpnshows.com.
Though the coronavirus, which has killed more than 23,000 people in the United States, has dominated the news cycle recently, President Donald Trump called attention back to the Easter holiday on April 10th, also known as Good Friday. In a stream from the Oval Office, Trump said, "On this Good Friday, Christians from all around the world remember the suffering and the death upon the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On Easter Sunday, we will celebrate his glorious resurrection. At this holy time, our nation is engaged in a battle like never before with an invisible enemy. Our brave doctors, nurses, and our first responders, responders of all, are fighting to save lives. Workers are racing to deliver critical medical supplies, scientists are working around the clock to develop life-saving therapeutics, and I think they are doing really well. Our people are making tremendous sacrifices to end this pandemic." Trump was joined by Paula White Cain, his spiritual advisor, and Bishop Harry Jackson, the senior pastor at Hope Christian Church in Beltsville, Maryland. Jackson prayed for deliverance from disease and said, "Good Friday is one of the darkest days in the Christian faith in that Christ stood in substitution for our sin. But the resurrection is our victory. It parallels the Passover. We want America to be safe during this plague. Please pray for healing for those infected with the coronavirus and for medical progress in discovering a vaccine." And if you like this story, you can hear more stories like it through the Charisma Media Audio service. You can find more information about that at charismamediaaudio.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.